Hi, everybody. This is Ron Ametron from the Creation Light Ship. And we're here again to have some wonderful sample healings tonight and to get rid of entities in everybody. So we'll do the entity release right now. I'd like you all just to kind of sit back and relax. And we're going to start taking them out of the bottom of your feet and moving up to the top of your head. So just kind of maybe put your attention at your feet area as you're working up now. And we're moving up further, going up to your ankles and calves and going to your knees and going up to your waist area. And we'll just kind of stop there and just kind of do a body sampling. I'm going to put some music on so you can actually sample some of this energy so you can really tune in to see what's happening to you. Some people have requested that they do want to feel that without me going so fast, so I'll do that now. So here we go. Just kind of sample. Remember, this is a great way for you to understand what's happening when the light ship works with you. Now we'll go up from our waist up to our shoulders. So on our arms and also go up our neck to the top of our head. Okay, How are you feeling, Sylvia? Are you out there in cyberspace?
Oh, yeah, I sure am, and I'm feeling great. It's just wonderful coming off of that conference call that we had just a little bit ago, and now onto the radio, so it's kind of like back-to-back time with the light beings, and it's just wonderful.
Yeah, it's great. Water charging was nice. I enjoyed the swans this evening. They were very nice, and also the angelfish. So anyway, they all have their own little personalities, but it's all very, very nice. So we'll do chakra alignment for everybody. And here we go. Go to your heart center, reposition that. Throat chakra, third eye, power chakra, second chakra. And first chakra, some people have troubles there. So let's try to move that around a little bit here. Great. Okay, now we'll do an opening for those who like to have their chakras a little bit wider, a little more energy into their body. So heart chakra, use the word spin. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Now below the heart, power chakra, spin, 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 open. And second chakra around your navel, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, base of your spine, spin, 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 open. Now we'll do the mind to heart drop. This is to take your awakening consciousness, the thoughts that you have, say, between your ears, and drop it into your heart center so you can be heart-centered. And then you can relate to your spirit. Otherwise, if you don't go there in your heart, you're not going to be talking to your spirit. A lot of people think that their guidance is inside of their head, which is not the case. That's typically guidance of entities. So if you do get guidance inside of your head telling you to do something, it's not your divine truth. So I'm going to drop you down. Here we go, coming down. Remember, you don't want to have entities rule your life to give you thoughts that they wish to do in your body. You want to become more conscious and to become more spirit-centered. So here we go, dropping down. Think of an elevator. The 10th floor, we'll say, is the elevator with the 10th floor on it, which is where your thoughts are. First floor would be where the elevator goes to, and this is your heart. So we're dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'll just put some more music on here. And just stay in your heart. Ask your spirit questions that you may wish to have a divine answer for. And if not, just stay there. You'll be very peaceful right now and just enjoy this experience here. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, well, I thought we could talk tonight a little bit about, you know, what we're all trying to do here, which is entering kind of a new paradigm of consciousness, stepping out of our old habits, patterns, belief systems, the belief systems and the judgments of our ancestors that were passed on to us, and the darkness that we're living in. And we're trying to kind of step out of that and adopt a new consciousness, a new way of being, living in the heart instead of the mind energy. And it seems like the more you participate in the Lightship activities, whether it's a conference call, the radio show, the healings that you have, the online healings, all of those things work together to kind of shift you out of your old kind of lifestyle and into this new consciousness that the Lightship is here to bring forward. So I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about those things, and kind of especially geared for people that might not be familiar with all of the different activities that are going on with the Lightship. We could go through kind of a typical week and all of the opportunities to do things with the Lightship, because, like I said before, the more you do, the easier it seems to kind of go. So starting with Monday, Ron, we have the radio program every Monday here on VBS at 4 p.m. Pacific time, which anyone can tune into that can get on the Internet. And then, of course, on Mondays, there's also, just after the radio program, at 5:30 Pacific time, there's a conference call. Can you tell us a little bit about what the Monday conference call is like?
Sure. On the Monday call, it's the same as the Friday call. They're both one-hour creation Lightship healing. So you're actually on the Lightship for an hour of time. And when you're on the Lightship, they do physical healing with us. I think last Monday we went into a room that was full of pink energy, and the room was spinning, taking away some of the stuff that we have here. We have a lot of stuff that we have to get rid of, and this allows us to become more into the spirit energy. And you don't really know how bad off you are in your consciousness, in your thinking, until you have stuff taken away from you. Because we work in the mind, and our mind naturally will really never admit that it's corrupted and that it's being mind-controlled. So because of that, it always tells us how good we're doing. And you don't know that until you actually have a change and you get some of these programs taken away from you. And along with the programs is the physical body neglect that the programs are causing you. So once you get some of the programs released, then your body can feel better. So a lot of people are not too body conscious. They live in their mind a lot. And they wake up and they have their routine of what they do each day. And if you're not in pain, then your body just keeps plugging along and you kind of forget about your body itself because it's still working. Well, it's conscious too. And it would love to be able to get out of the densities and to get the pressure released off of it that the mind is actually imprinting and controlling it. So this is the main thing that we do with all the different healings. And the Monday and Friday calls are geared for people who have physical problems or who just want to feel better. And each time you go to the Lightship, you feel better and you feel better and you feel better. And this is your body actually responding. Your mind also will catch on, but just by asking your mind, typically, you know, where you are right now in your life, it'll always tell you how great it's doing, that you're a wonderful person, how it loves you, but you're not dealing with your body. And so the calls on Monday are geared for your body to help it out. So if you are body conscious, then you're going to know how much benefit these calls are for you. If you're not body conscious, then your mind may just tell you that it's not worth doing, because it doesn't want to lose control over your body. So your body is controlled completely by the mind, and we have two things going on here. Plus, your spirit is so far in the background normally that the mind, like, steps on it, and it doesn't even get a chance to speak to you. This is why we attempt to get you more heart-centered in this program and give you some time to actually experience your heart energy, your spirit. Otherwise, your mind is what's running the show here, and your body then does what the mind tells it to do. And, you know, you can look at anything that's done to people that they don't want to have done to themselves. For instance, like in the war situation, you know, you're having your mind, which is basically, in a sense, brainwashed to go out and hurt other people or kill them. Now, does your body want to get killed? Well, naturally not. So why would it want to enter into that state of affair when you're going to be harming someone else? Because at that point, then it has to be in survival mode. So your body would never wish to do that to itself. And because it resonates to other bodies, it would not wish to also harm another person. But the mind takes over, and then it corrupts the body and tells the body what to do, because your mind is what's in charge of your body. So these calls that we have actually help your body to get healing, and it helps you to start to release the mind energy so you can actually become more fully conscious in who you really are. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, I was thinking about the mind and why it is that the mind will never really be able to truly guide us. And, you know, it just seems like the mind is just like a computer, just like any computer that we have, only, of course, the scope of it is incredible. But just like any computer, it runs on programs, and so it can only do what it's programmed to do, can only operate on the programs that it has. And it can only give you the quote-unquote right answer based on whatever data has been inputted into it. So it's really limited, and like we've talked about, what you've told us so many times about the different programming that we're under here on Earth right now, the mind control factors that are influencing us all of the time. So really, to rely on your mind to lead you out of the mess that we've gotten into here is just impossible. So you want to add anything to that, Ron, about the whole mission of the lightship of leading us into the heart energy?
Yeah, we do many clearings from the lightship. The lightship, you have to kind of look at their perspective. We know our perspective down here of this prison planet and how we're all stuck here because of all the reincarnations that everyone has had here. If you only had one reincarnation, then you don't know what I'm talking about. But most people, when you talk to them and you say, how many have you had more than one, they roll their eyes back and go, of course I have, you know. Isn't that the way it's supposed to be here? We're supposed to be spiritual beings on this planet, living and growing spiritually. And our karma is allowing us to come back in each lifetime. So that's the basic philosophy. Well, that isn't true creation energy. So from the lightship perspective, I'll try to gear it toward that. So now we're all from the lightship, okay? So we're all sitting at a table, and we look at planet Earth, and we go, gee, the people there really aren't ascending too much because there's not too many of them ascending last time 2,000 years ago, and I wonder why that is. They know a little bit about the darkness energy, only when they dabble in it, because remember, they're only in pure light. They only live in love and light and in the moment. And so they really don't know what we're facing down here until they actually start to really take a close look. So you may say, why aren't they taking a close look? Well, they're working with free choice, free will. And that's how they created you. So they cannot come in and throughout your whole lifetime or many lifetimes here, come in and so you should not be doing this because this is the wrong thing to do. You should not attach yourself to a dark side practitioner. You should not pray to gods outside of yourself. You should not do this, that, and the other because it's taken away from your spirit energy. If they were to do that, then they'd be controlling you. So that's the difference. So the lightship gave everybody that it created, all the spirits, free choice, free will. But it does come and check up on us every 2,000 years. And so now they're realizing that the free will that we've had here, you know, has really got out of hand, only because the people on this planet are, number one, using their minds to connect to dark side energies, and that's your responsibility. And probably more so, it's the energy of the ETs that are out there. And a lot of these they actually created, but they turned against the light. So we have beings that were created from the light that now went into the darkness. And we have that here on this planet, too. You know, people's energies that are supposed to be nice and loving went into the darkness, too. So it's not as if it's only happening here or out there. It's happening probably everywhere because of free choice. So from the light shift's perspective, right now, this planet is basically, in a sense, lost to the darkness because there's very little light here. This is why the place is controlled by many different modalities of mindsets that are programs in people. And these mindsets actually control you. And so they're bringing up clearings to get you to be freed from these controlling energies, controlling ETs that were created by the light that are not 100% light that turned into darkness, and also the ETs that are completely dark beings that are no longer living in their own universe, and they want to expand out, you know, to get more territory of the darkness. So we have a couple of things happening here. So the light ship is here to do healing. So we do healings where we can take you out of the parallel lives. This is another program that the dark side gave you. We do healings to take away your spirit barcode, which is how they track you. The darkness tracks your spirit, forces it to come into each lifetime. We have a clearing that takes away the ET, I'll use the word alien also with that, abductions. And everybody here has been abducted. You've had implants put into you for mind control. So in this lifetime, I would say everybody's been abducted here on this planet at least 10 times to a dozen times. And the ones that really know about it have probably been abducted maybe a couple hundred to maybe 1,000. And they actually have more recall than a person who's only been abducted maybe 10 times. So anyway, we're being confused, messed with here through mind control. And so they've done a lot of different clearings. One of those is why we have our horoscope. And that's really blatant. It's in every newspaper. It's very conscious. You know, how can a planet control you? I mean, isn't that bizarre to think about something that you look up in the sky that you may see, we'll say a star, or you may not even see, and it's out there some, you know, billions of miles away. How can it possibly transmit energy to you that's going to control your life? I mean, it's just, that's absurd. Well, they have a healing for that to take away these planetary energies that are controlling you, which is your natal chart, and everything else that you do in your life. This is why they can find that chart. You know, anybody who knows about astrology can look at that and give you a rough idea how the dark side has chose to control you in this lifetime. And so that, to me, is the first thing that everybody should look at and realize that, wow, I am really controlled here. How do I have free choice? You don't. You don't have free choice, free will here because of that alone. Just think of what else is controlling you. So we can also do healings to eliminate that. We can do healings to take away the extraterrestrials that are off-planet controlling you. So they're working on mind control. This is the whole thing. Everything that we talk about on this program is mind-controlling energies that are affecting you. How far has this mind control got to? We know about dimensions here. So we are on what we call in our normal vocabulary of 3D. And then we have 4D and 5D, and it goes up to different numbers. Not knowing much about those, because we only know about 3D. We don't know anything really about 4D. And, you know, is 4D actually where we see ghosts come into a room where they're invisible, or is that just an extension of 3D? It's hard to say, okay? People have had information that they brought in from collective consciousness, and the collective consciousness is, again, the mind-controlling big computer from the dark side, which people tap into to get their information. So when you tap into something like that, you think that you're connecting to the divine energy. Well, you're not, because you're mind-controlled, and the controlling energies will tell you what you would like to know, And naturally from there, it turns into a self-fulfilling prophecy. And then other people get the same information. And all of a sudden, lo and behold, it looks like it's correct and proper because maybe you've had 20 people with the same information coming to them. So remember, that main transmitter out there, whatever frequency they want to transmit to you, is on the same station. And you're on the same station, and all of a sudden you have the same mind control. So this is kind of how that process works. So what you're getting is the energy coming to you from mind control, and this is a self-fulfilling prophecy that you're living. So the light ship is here to take away a lot of these energies from you, which is going to help you to come back into your heart center to listen to your spirit. Your spirit does not need any other really divine energies being brought to it because it's already whole and complete. It may have lost some of its spiritual integrity because of the mind control, but it still knows its own truth if you can tap into that. And so this is why we bring you into your heart center to understand that you do have a spirit and that this energy is with you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so then basically to recap, so on Monday, then you have the opportunity for those 2 hours, the whole hour healing on the conference call, which I believe is $20 or less if you're getting, you know, one of the programs like frequent flyers or other discounts. So it's an hour of healing for $20 or less, and then the radio program, which is, of course, free, but also accepts donations to help it go, because Ron naturally pays quite a lot to put that on the air. And then that brings us to Tuesday. And on Tuesday, we have a family in Canada, Rob and Sylvia and their children, who sponsor a free question and answer 1 hour call, which is just wonderful. And for those of you that get onto the fast chat, you can see right now quite a few comments, an appreciation of yesterday's call. It's just very informative. It's great because Rob and Sylvia have done, and their children have all done, many of the healings and really have a great comprehension about the light ship and the healings and the healing process, and are very willing to talk to anyone to share their experiences and try to answer any questions that people have about the healing. So that's a wonderful opportunity that's happening every Tuesday at 5:30 Pacific time. And then that brings us to Wednesday. And on Wednesday, in addition to this radio program, there's a conference call that starts at 5:30 Pacific. And that's a very special one, and I'll let you talk about that one.
Okay, that call, we do water charging. So we do a half an hour physical healing on the light ship, and then we do probably about maybe 40 minutes for water charging. And the water charging allows you to have special water, which has light codes in it. And you drink one water container per day. And they work consecutively, one after each other. And it's just a wonderful experience to have that water each day because it has divine light codes in it. And then if you're fortunate, you can actually feel the light beings that charge your water because they're with you when you're drinking the water. So that call's on Wednesday. And then naturally after the call is this radio program on BBS. So it's a wonderful time to do the Wednesday call. With Rob and Sylvia on Tuesday, what happens is they're there to help us out with different questions and answers. And they've had a lot of healings, so they understand the Lightship philosophy. And the Lightship philosophy is basically non-judgment. And people have brought up information about their healings, how they experienced them. So it's a good call to get on. I'll give you the phone number for Tuesday, and that phone number is 646-519-5800, and then they'll prompt you with the PIN number, and that's 5303. So that's a great call to get on if you're just interested in the light ship, having other people talking to you, with you, on a conference call line so you can understand more about the light ship. This may be the first time that you listen to this program, and you may wonder what this is all about, since you probably have been on your search for spirituality and never have heard of the Creation Lightship ever before, and you try to find books on it, and actually nothing is out there. If they wrote books when Jesus walked the earth and they had Barnes and Nobles, it'd probably be filled full of books on the Creation Lightship. But at this point in time, we don't have anything out there. And you have to just listen and tune into your heart. And the Internet's there, which is much larger than any bookstore. So this is how this process works. So if you're interested, get on that call and have some questions, and they can definitely help you. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so I'll just mention that even though there's no BBS radio program on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Sundays, BBS does have a feature where for a small, I believe, annual fee, very little, you can have access to all of the archived radio programs that have ever been done on BBS. And I think Creation Lightship has, you know, well over 200 archived programs that you can, you know, pick any one and just listen to it. And the wonderful thing about it is that with the exception of actual times on Saturdays where we go to the Lightship during the radio program, all of the other energies, the divine energies that Ron brings to us from the Lightship or the sample healings that he does are active when you listen to them as well on the archive. So if you miss a program or on those days that we're not on live, you can always have that opportunity to go into the archives and experience one of those just like you were experiencing it live. So that's a great opportunity to keep you going through the days that we're not on on BBS. And let's see, that brings us to Friday. Friday also is, like Ron said before, a one-hour healing conference call at 5:30 Pacific, and then a one-hour radio program on Friday, which starts at 5 minutes before 7, unlike the other ones, because it's on station 2, so you just tune in 5 minutes early. And then on Saturdays, there's the radio, which has the live going to the Lightship on Saturday night at 9 Pacific. But once a month, there's a wonderful Saturday opportunity, which is just incredible, phenomenal. And, Ron, I'll let you talk about that.
Yeah, so we have a four-hour call on Saturdays, going to the Lightship for 4 hours. The price is only $60 to do this. And the calls on Monday and Friday are only $20. But the $60 one is just great, and we do water charging, too. So what I think we'll do is just have the light beams help you. Right now, we'll put some music on, and you can stay in your heart. So what I'd like everybody to do is just sit back and relax. We'll do a healing here, and we'll take away some of the stress for this last week here. So go to Creation Lightship Healing, scroll down, bring up the light beam, and we're going to have some wonderful energy come in. I'll count to 10 to activate the light beam. This will be a female energy coming in. So here we go. Then I'll put some music on so you can actually sit back and relax and feel this wonderful energy from the light beams for some healing. And this will give you an idea of what it's like when you're on the conference call. So here we go. One, two, and just bring the light beam up on your monitor screen. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we put some music on here for everybody. And just experience this peace energy. And stay in your heart. And just enjoy this wonderful healing process here. Okay, so back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so in addition to the radio and the conference calls and the healings that you do with people individually, there's wonderful healings, clearings, and different opportunities on your website, Ron, that I wanted to kind of share with people so that they know how to get help whenever they need it, directly from the light beings, which is just so remarkable that it's even possible. And then again, it's just incredible the results people are having with that. And one of those opportunities is where you can have the light beings activate any object that you have. It can be a vitamin, it could be an article of clothing, it could be a gemstone, a pendant, a beverage, whatever. It really doesn't matter. It's not that, you know, it doesn't have to be so significant. It can be anything that you have that you want to activate. And you can then select what divine energy or help type of energy that you need into that pendant. Like, for example, if you want love energy, heart energy, peace energy, physical well-being, all these types of things, or anything that you want, you can just type in your request if it's not on the list. So I know people have been mentioning either by calling in or writing in with an email or typing on the fast chat that they've just had some phenomenal results with doing that activation with the light beings. Would you like to talk about any of those, Ron?
Yeah, there's many different types of clearing, so you can decide which type of activation you'd like to have, and then the light beings will activate that for you in the moment of what you request. We also have water charging. So you can do water each day with different activations on it also to help your body out. So there's many different ways to work with a light shift. It's all very affordable. You know, a glass of water is like basically a dollar, or you can get a gallon for, I think, $2 and have a wonderful healing experience. So you can just go on to the website on the left side, and it'll say activations. And just go underneath that area there, and it's very nice underneath the healing section there. So that's one way the light ship can help anybody listening to the program. So if you're on a different country, different time zone, just go on there and click on it, and it works all the time. The light beings are there to help you.
Yeah, it's really amazing to me how strongly their presence is there. You know, when you do one of those activations and you have the light being picture in front of you, and the energy comes in, and the amount of healing that they do with you is just phenomenal. It's just so amazing to me. You know, just the pure love energy that comes in and comes directly into your heart center, and you know, they just come right in and they start to work. So it's very, very incredible, and very, you know, don't think that because you're not on the phone with Ron that those energies are not there, because, man, they are really there. So it's just really wonderful.
So we'll do a sample clearing here. I always like to do an emotional clearing for people. And this is where you start off with. So if you want to do anything with the light ship as far as healings to help you out in this lifetime, so you can live more peacefully and be more heart-centered, the first clearing that we do is the emotional clearing. So we're going to go back 5 days right now. And here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So just kind of sit back and relax. Right now I'll put some music on again and sort of sample and look at how your life has been the last 5 days, and just see how you feel. Sense your energy right now. Look at a traumatic situation that you dealt with. Most people have them daily, something, and it should look pretty distant to you. It shouldn't have its hooks in you, or you shouldn't feel angry, sad, or, you know, any of the emotions that we experience here, because these situations that we deal with is to trigger our emotions. So just see how you feel right now about the last 5 days of your life. Kind of add a little bit here, because some people get kind of confused when we talk about the light shift and the philosophies, and somehow through religion people are taught to pray outside of themselves. And in this situation of praying outside of yourself, like in the Bible for instance, this is not the light shift that you're connecting to or praying to. You're praying to something outside of yourself that is not creation energy. They might indicate that in the definition of what the religion is. They may bring in the word Jesus into the Bible and say that, yeah, when you pray, you're connecting to Jesus and you're connecting to the angels and you're connecting to source energy. Well, the light ship does not need you to pray to it. Remember, like I said at the beginning of the program, you're created and you're out to experience life. And the only time the light ship actually will check on you is every 2,000 years. So when you give your energy away through your praying to something outside of yourself, you're giving your divine energy essence of your spirit away to something else. And this is not the same scenario as the light ship. So everybody has been taught improperly here, and have been told through the cultures and through all your past incarnations about praying to source energy. Well, the source energy of the light ship doesn't need anything from you. It never has and never will. It created you, and you're out to experience the universe. And your connection is your spirit, and your spirit was created from the source, but it never goes back to the source. So that's another false teaching that people have put in place here, is that people think that they're going to go back to source energy when they die. That is not true. You do go back to your home base energy, and then you reincarnate again, but you have everything with you in your spirit because the source created you after itself. So it doesn't need it to check up on you or for you to check up on the source. It's there. So the other thing about religions is that Jesus did come from the light ship. As far as his teachings, his healings, and he was also connected to the Galactic Federation here for his protection. And they didn't protect him very well, but he came to do the ascension process, which is why he came. And that's the only reason why he came. And that happened 2,000 years ago. Like I said, the light ship only comes every 2,000 years. So all the teachings here that get you to pray outside of yourself to some energy, is is not source energy. So you just need to understand that. A lot of people don't understand that, and they get into the Bible and they start repeating these Bible passages, and they're completely brainwashed and lost in the process of their own divinity, because they're blocking out everything that they need to know, which is to go to your spirit, because you have all these false teachings, in effect, which is going to sidetrack them and get them away from their own consciousness of who they are. So this is the main thing here. And I see Kyle typed in the word religion, and then he said, real lies going on. Well, that's good. Well, yeah, and they're going on for a long time. And remember, people kill people in the name of religion, you know? So I won't go into that, but we have that happening right now. Different prophets that have come down here, masters, if you would, who have maybe been infiltrated by the darkness somewhat, and they had a few words written, and making their religion the only one. And then they also have certain sayings in there, and I'm sure every religion probably has had this. And when you tune into those certain phrases, it makes your religion sound like it's the best one. Just think of all the different churches here in America that's a Christian. And, you know, you ask anybody who goes to Church A about Church B, why don't they go to Church B? Well, because their Church A is the best. And they all have the same book that they read out of, but yet theirs is the best one. And so that's a judgment. Remember, you're being mind-controlled, imprinted by that religion, the church that you go to, and by the extraterrestrial gods that are connected to each individual church. So it doesn't matter what the religion is. It's what God is being connecting to you when you walk in the door of that church, what ET energy is hooking you up. And as you pray, remember, as I say, as you pray, then you're at prey to what you're praying to. So if you want to become prey, you know, start putting your energy outside of yourself to these dark energies, even though you're being told that this is creation, this is the light. Remember, the light's within you. So that's all that you really need to know, is that the light is always with you, and this is where you have to go, must go for your own guidance to be connected to the source, because you already are connected, and this is where you want to get your information from. So back to you, Sylvia.
So I'd just like to encourage particularly anybody who's listening for the first time who's not really experienced this before to go to Ron's website at creationlightship.com and find out about the many, many healings that are available right on the website to do through the light beings, and just to learn more, because there's a lot of great information there and a wonderful free emergency healing and just different things that are available there to find out about. It's just a wealth of information about the light ship and the ascension and about the clearings that the light ship is here to do with people. So that's wonderful, and we're almost out of time. I know there were a couple of questions. I think there was one about the twin flame energy, Ron, where I think it was Annika was asking about whether a twin flame actually can get into a courting situation with you, especially if that twin flame is also in 3D. Would you like to comment on that? Ron, are you there?
Yes. Typically, your twin flame energy is not on this planet. It could be, but there's very few twin flame energies. Remember, the twin flame is your other half. And so we'll just talk about the ones off a planet here. So the ones off planet typically are not going to want to cord you because they're in a much better space than you are. Remember, they're probably not in duality in this prison planet, so they're not going to want to definitely be here all the time, but they will help you once we connect you to that energy. But more than likely, they're not going to want to live with you, share your body or anything else, because it's too painful here. Remember, you picked this incarnation initially, probably being sold a bill of goods to come here, and then once you found out what it's like, then you go, man, I got to get out of here. But aside from that, and you've been trying for thousands and thousands of years to get out of here, That's why we get off the barcodes from the ETs off of you. But your twin flame is not going to typically cord you. If you do have a twin flame on this planet here, if you meet that person, more than likely you will not be having a relationship with them because it'll be just probably too hard. It might be very easy, and you may want to have more challenges. So some people that I have talked with who were twin flames, they say that their life is very, very smooth. Other people say it was just very, very difficult. So there's nothing really middle ground with it. But typically, your twin flame is not typically going to want to come into your body because it likes love energy too much, and this place doesn't deal with that. So it may just come in briefly for a second or two, check you out, and leave. And, like yourself, you would not want to run into a building that's on fire, and stay in there for 5 minutes, so the pain is just too much. So this is the reason why twin flames typically do not come into your body or want to cord you, because that energy, once you cord somebody, it comes both directions. It goes from you to it and it to you. So I hope that answered the question. So I guess we'll be signing off here. It's about our time to get off, it's like. So our next show will be coming up on Friday. And we'll have some wonderful healings on Friday. And the show starts about 5 minutes earlier than this show today. And we're on station two. Do you want to add anything, Sylvia?
Let's see. I just want to read Kyle's comment. Kyle is on the fast chat, and he was commenting, I believe, about your website, Ron. And he said, try the 17 divine energies there. Awesome. So thank you, Kyle. Sorry, we are out of time. I know that there were one or two other questions earlier on the fast chat, but we'll just have to take that up on Friday. So come on back with us then, and thank you so much for all of you to be here. And thank you, Ron, and the Lightship for this amazing opportunity that we have to clear ourselves of our baggage and densities and move into a new wonderful consciousness.
Great. Okay, so blessings to all of you. If you're in L.A., I'll be in Los Angeles on the February, I think the 13th, 14th, 15th, Conscious Life Expo, booth number 308. We'll have a light chamber there and be back in New York end of March, the last weekend of March. So blessings, and see you all later.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.